All right, so I definitely feel a little attacked by this setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar stories are what, Kelly?
Examples of what not to do.
However, in a weird sort of way, I feel like I agree. So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting triggered by capital letters, then you're doing okay.
You're triggered by capital letters?
This is Gen Z.
Okay, but you agree. Why are you triggered? Why are they triggered?
So first off, I feel a little bit attacked because that's all, when I write in capital letters.
All caps?
Have you never seen me write anything before?
No.
Yeah, it's all caps.
Oh, okay. Well, so then
when
you're
I handwrite things, it's all caps.
But then you're not triggered by capital letters then, right?
No, but Gen Z is.
Okay, but why?
According to a linguist, and many Gen Zers claim using periods aggressive, they also have kind of done away with capital letters, arguing that it feels a little too intense. So Tom Scott, he's a linguist, right?
Uh-huh.
He explains
okay.
that it's tone.
In informal conversations, those that feel like speaking, we don't need capital letters. But that means online communities could use capitals to convey something else that does appear in conversation. Tone.
Yeah, so he's saying capital letters convey something that you can't convey.
Capital letters determine the start of a sentence, proper names. Like what about that is aggressive?
So all caps became shouting.
All caps.
Okay.
Context matters. If all caps are shouting, lowercase is calm, normal conversation. Remove the punctuation, and you get this sort of aloof, don't really care tone that works well for deadpan humor and irony.
Yeah. So,
okay, so we're just talking about texting.
Yeah,
or
we're talking about now kind of
communication, kind of writing.
Online sort of texting. Yeah, texting communication. Capital letters are aggressive, according to Gen Z.
And okay, if you're texting in all caps all the time, okay, I get it. But I'm still kind of texting with a capital letter at the start of my sentence. Like, I'm still using proper grammar when I text people.
Aggressive.
But yes, listen, I will say this. I feel like a period is disappointing.
Yeah, see, so you understand
it's,
that
it's
too.
It's disappointing, like, if someone, I say, hey, can you go and get some milk on the way home? And then they say, okay,
sure.
Period.
Right.
I'm like, oh, are you mad about that?
Here's a TikToker.
Never felt older in my life than when I've texted a Gen Z person and they only use lowercase letters. And then I bring up, like, why do you not use capital letters?
Right.
And as I said it, I felt myself develop osteoporosis. Like, I got a goiter started to form.
Yes.
From how old I was.
Yes.
Like, oh yeah, I turned it off on my phone so nothing capitalizes because it just feels so, like, formal, and that's like what older people do. And I'm like,
what?
Why does it make me old to use capital letters?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You can turn that off.
I guess so.
So you're not triggered by that. Listen, I get, like, who is going to sit there all the time and text in all caps? Like,
we have a coworker
does
who does.
In all caps?
Yes,
all the time?
Yes.
Okay, that's not necessary. But let's just text with regular grammar rules. Like the capital letter of the first word of a sentence, that's capital because it starts the sentence.
Okay, boomer.
Oh, wow.
I'm not saying I don't do that.
People are triggered by that.
Well, do you remember a long time ago, we had a coworker who was triggered by ellipsis, the three dots.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
And I use that a lot when I'm texting. And she took it as aggression.
We need to stop having feelings about grammar.
Well,
other than outside of if someone is always texting you in all caps, that feels unnecessary because then you have to, like, physically turn that on.
Yeah.
Right? So just outside of that, I'm going to need for you guys to get a grip and stop being been triggered by grammar because that's about the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
So that's why it's a side of the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting triggered because of capital letters, you're doing okay. Got several text messages. In my job, I was trained to use capital letters when putting medical records into charts and putting in communications. I got in trouble because I was yelling at people and coming off as angry and rude.
Oh my gosh.
Jacqueline says, I also write in all caps. It's my architectural drafting penmanship, and it's faster for me. Yeah, that's what I'll say.
See, I'm cursive. I'm cursive everything because it just flows better. It's faster in my mind.
All right.
I'm proper grammar. I'm cursive. That's what I'm doing. And it angers me that some schools are not teaching cursive anymore. How are you supposed to sign your name on documents? I don't understand that.
So,
I met a 26-year-old who didn't know how to write cursive. And I was dumbfounded.
So,
and they worked in a doctor's office.
This is...
How do you read doctor's prescriptions?
This is an opportunity now to...
Oh, gosh. Sabrina Kelly cursive is definitely senior citizen status. I feel attacked!
All right, hey, hang on.
Oh, wow.
We will air grievances.
Oh, wow.
Coming up, all right? So
Shots fired!
Especially if... Is there anything else... And I want to talk to Gen Z. Is there anything else that we do that is triggering?
And I'm going to need y'all to get a grip. What is wrong with you? Go get an emotional support stuffed animal. Give it a hug. And then get over the grammar.
502-795-1997.
I'm fired up.
We'll do some of those.
Get off my lawn.
Next on 99.7 DJX.